we go. How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Ham Radio Crash Course. Welcome to Friday. I'm lucky and happy to be here. it's been a fun week, busy week, rolling into the Thanksgiving week next week. Let's turn this CW down. I was listening to that before the stream got started. Got a really cool show. We've got kind of a special guest, Carrie, KN4LCU, is going to be talking to us in a little bit. But as always, we do a little news here in the beginning, and she's already talking in the chat. That's awesome. Thank you. Got some news, got some items here. Let's just dive right into it. This is the Ham Radio Crash Course. As always, we're trying to move forward with ham radio. And I got some homework, right? The homework this time is set a ham radio goal, figure out what you need to do to achieve that goal, focus and finish. And so that could be, you know, I use FM satellites a lot because a lot of people have the equipment for it already. So all you're going to do is, you know, take your Baofengs, if that's what you got, or your other analog radios, and go online, figure out how to make a tape measure Yagi, perhaps two, one for 2 meter, one for 70 centimeters. There's all kinds of plans on the internet. We did a couple videos on those. Links are in the description, so check that out. But yeah, the idea is you learn a little bit, you make a little bit. You learn a little bit, you operate a little bit. And you keep moving forward, you keep taking these little baby steps, and all of a sudden those baby steps turn into bigger steps and bigger steps, and all of a sudden you're really knowing some things and really doing some stuff with ham radio. So that's the idea. And we're going to talk with Carrie about that because she has been very busy in this last year or so. But I've got some fun news before we get to that. December 5th, just want to mention, Gloucester, I think I'm saying that right. Somebody corrected me in the chat the last time. Gloucester County Amateur Radio, W2MMD.org. I will be doing a talk for them. So if you're in the area, I don't know if they stream, I don't know what they do, but I'll try and record it and we maybe will cast it again. I was on the W5KUB.com live stream. He is here on YouTube and we had a really cool discussion with him, Tom, I think it was Emmett from Radio Waves. I hope I'm not messing up his name. Really, really cool talk. So we talked about their new Radio Waves antenna that's just coming out and got to talk about the hex beam a bit. So, oh, somebody said Gloucester, New Jersey. Thank you. So make sure to check W5KUB out every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here's what I wanted to show you. Check this out. So ham radio helps somebody get out of a traffic ticket. Don't hear that every day. So I'll just read it. APR saves my bacon. CHP tried to get me doing 64 and a 55. I'm in a tractor trailer. Told him I had cruise set for at least 2 hours, knowing full well they hear that all the time. I told him I could prove it. Pulled up APRS and showed him my track line. He clocked the truck in front of me and turned around behind me instead, talking about the system for a minute, explaining what it is, etc. He said, "Well, we're all wrong once in a while. Have a good day, sir." Passed him with the other truck a minute ago, pulled over after he blew my doors off twice. Boom, APRS for the win. Update, told my boss about it. He said it's perfectly okay to have my radio in the rig from now on. Laugh out loud. So APRS saves the day. I love that. That is super cool. I should ask if he's watching this, Rick, and I'll follow up after the fact. What is he, what is his system? What was he doing? That's super cool. So he just pulled that up on APRS.fi and kind of showed everybody, you know, what's what. Very cool. Love that. What else we got for news? The Leonids meteor shower is on all month, but there's going to be a pretty big meteor shower tomorrow and I think Sunday, maybe even some today, tonight. So basically, there's a link in the description. You can follow that to some more information. And you just need to Google up how to operate meteor shower. You can do it with a directional beam. It operates on 6 meter and higher VHF bands, which can be a lot of fun. Hamvention. I'm going to Hamvention. So I will be there on Friday and Saturday. I'm flying in Thursday and I'll be around. So we'll figure out a meetup or something. It sounds like there's a lot of people who are already going to Hamvention. So I'm super excited about that. And if you look down in the description or below the video, there's a sticker now. We've got stickers. Now, that's done through Teespring. I just uploaded my image and they're rocking that. So I haven't got one yet. I ordered it. I got to order my sticker to see what it looks like. But that's just an FYI if you're interested. The people on the Patreon side get a different sticker, but that's just an FYI. I don't know the quality difference, can't say, but thought it was cool, so why not try it out? And we are approaching holiday season, so if you are buying things on Amazon, I would request, if you want to support the channel, check out the link in the description. It's like this, the first link you'll find. It's just to the Amazon website. Anything you buy using that link, I'll get a little bit of the action, and that helps the channel out, so I'd appreciate it. So, excellent. That's the news. That was a fast news. But I love that APRS one, man. Whew, so cool. So, for the Brew Crew, I got a quadruple barrel Big Bad Baptist by Epic Brewing Company. This thing is going to be a bomb. I can already tell. I'm super excited. So, very, very cool. Yeah, Hamvention is in Xenia, Ohio. It used to be in Dayton, but they've moved, and I hear that the fairgrounds are much, much nicer. So, let's catch up with the chat while I pour this out. I was about to go to bed when I spotted a message that you're on. Yeah, seeing the Leonids, but here is seeing clouds most of the time. So yeah, you don't have to worry about seeing them with radio. You're just throwing your RF into it. So yeah, you should be able to work digital modes. WSJTX has a mode. It's like MST something or other. Look at that. It's like a cup of tar. Mmm. Ooh. Somebody said brew crude. That's right. It's like crude oil. Man. Okay, oh, man, that's good. All right, upcoming videos, we're doing a Winlink video. I was at the HRO today and shot some stuff with them, so that's gonna be a lot of fun. And them, multiple people this time, super fun. And we've got an FT2DR video coming up. So, all right, we'll catch up with the chat really quick. Looks like we got everything. All right, I'm gonna put my earphones on because I'm gonna need some audio. Oh, and hang out, because we'll be taking, hopefully, trying to take some live calls at the end. We've got the Google Voice set up so that you'll be able to talk to both Carrie and I. All right, so let me see if I can switch this over. And here. Carrie, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. It sounds like your audio is coming in nice and clear too. So, Carrie, just to give a little background on Carrie, kind of met Carrie when we started the live stream. She's a teacher out of Memphis, and she's an ARES Assistant Emergency Coordinator. She's a part of the Delta Radio Club in Memphis, W4BS, and she's an alternate net controller for both her club, for the YLNet, and for her ARES chapter. So as far as like getting out there, living the ham radio dream, being active in the hobby, I think Carrie kind of dove in head first, right? Would you say that, Carrie?
Definitely.
Yeah. So got a couple of questions, and we'll, you know, diverge as we do. How did you get introduced to ham radio?
Well, I have always been interested in just the world in other countries and languages. And growing up, I would see people using ham radios in movies and on TV, and I was like, ooh, I want to do that. And, you know, I had a shortwave radio from Radio Shack where I'd try to listen into radio stations from around the world. And then as I got older, I got into getting emergency preparedness, and I was actually watching a movie called Frequency with Dennis Quaid and Jim Caviezel. And I saw that, I was like, I really wanted to, you know, I really want to get into ham radio. And so started looking on YouTube, and I found your original ham radio how-to videos, and it kind of gave me the spark of, and showed me where to go. And you know, I looked up where the, you know, radio clubs were in Memphis, and you know, and then you started the your regular streams, and you know, that kind of gave me a little push to really get out there and get out of my comfort zone and go somewhere where I didn't know anybody, because I'm really a shy person normally.
And really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay.
So was there something? Oh, sorry. Now I did it again. Sure. Go ahead. Finish your thoughts. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, that's okay. So I, you know, looked at the list of radio clubs in Memphis, and I got my husband to come with me to the first one, and that was the one that was just a bunch of old guys looking at slides, And I was like, ooh, yeah, no, that's not right. So, but I kept going. I went to the next one on the list, and it was great. It was big. There was lots of different kinds of people. Everybody was welcoming and helpful. And that's when I learned about their technician class and got enrolled in that. And then you started your technician class with the YouTube videos, and that's what kind of started it.
Nice.
So.
So was there kind of something that either I talked about or somebody talked about, maybe one of the other YouTubers out there that are in the chat right now, what's up, Eric and Bob, that you were like, oh, I gotta do that. I really wanna try doing that. Was there something that kind of leapt out at you that you're like, this is cool?
Just being able to talk to people around the world,
Okay.
hearing about everybody talking about getting on HF, and that's was like, oh, that was my ultimate goal, was being able to do that. And then also the emergency preparedness aspect of it too,
Yeah.
and
Have
because
you
I was
gotten
getting
cert?
more of that.
Have you taken cert training yet or looked into cert?
Not yet, but I actually talked to he's the head of, or the president of our local digital radio club. He's also in charge of cert training for the county,
Yeah.
and so he's gonna help me find a training one of the training classes.
That's awesome. Yeah, I had a lot of fun doing the cert training. Kind of, they don't do so much of the comms, and your area might be different, but I found the first aid stuff really helpful, kind of augmented what I already knew, and then just more of how to approach certain situations, particularly after a disaster. I found it really useful. So, awesome. How long after did you decide to like study for your ticket? Like you're like, okay, I want to do this, and you started studying, and about how long after did you get your license, do you think?
Well, I bought my first radio last July and was listening, and I started the class in February or March,
Oh,
and
you
so
took
I
a
think
class.
I got really serious around January, and then found a class, and then I got my license in April, beginning of
Okay.
April.
Okay. And so you said you took a class.
Yes.
Was it one of those a couple of Saturdays a month thing? How'd you like that? 'Cause I don't know a lot of people who've done those. How'd you find that? Good?
I really liked it because they had it was PowerPoint slides, and there was a couple different people there that would present different parts of it, and so they'd all have something unique that they could add to it, to the information from the ARRL book, so that something that might apply to us here in Memphis,
Oh,
or
nice.
if someone had a special situation regarding an antenna placement. And so I really like that, and having someone there and establishing relationships with people that I could later call for help was awesome.
I never really thought about it that way, but yeah, if you've got somebody local to you, they probably ask your questions kind of live and they give you a little bit of stuff they've dealt with, right, in the local community that would be helpful. That's a really good idea. So maybe if you're thinking about taking a class, that'd be a good thing to look at. Yeah.
I definitely re recommend it.
So you mentioned that you tried out a couple of clubs, which I think I've mentioned before. Try to go to as many clubs as you physically can or that local to you. So you said you tried the first one and it wasn't a fit for you. But the second one, what was it about the second one you're like, yep, this is good. What was it that kind of sparked for you?
It was much larger, and there were a more diverse age range, and there were a lot more women in the group.
Oh, good.
And so that was the big one. I think there were like maybe one or two women in the meeting at the first group. So there, and they were, all very, everybody was warm and welcoming, and I found it easier to talk to them, and they were all just, it's like, oh, you're new. Oh, well, have you done this? Or, this would be great. Just so helpful and so knowledgeable and willing to share that with you. And I mean, I'm just still surprised. I don't know if I've ever met a just nicer, more giving group of people.
See, I muted myself there. So that's really awesome. You don't often hear of clubs that have a large kind of female membership. So that's pretty cool. That's nice that you found that. And that it sounds like it's been helpful. It sounds like you're running the YL net as well. That's part of their group itself, right?
Yeah, I'm one of the net control operators. Yeah.
Did you learn anything like super memorable since you've been going to the club that you're like, wow, this is kind of like mind blowing? And I put you on the spot a little bit on this one, but maybe you've got something.
Oh gosh. There's so much. I mean, I learned something new at every meeting, and it could be something in the presentation, or it could be just talking to someone during a break in the meeting. I think the biggest thing through the club was when I was first starting out, I had a we had a little mini ham convention here in Memphis, real small, but and I got my antennas and my mobile antenna and everything, and the antenna I got for my house, it wasn't it was actually I could get out on it and I could hit the repeater and call into the net, and but when I told my Elmer, he's my mentor, what I was using, he was like, oh no. And
Was this
it was a,
the dipole, the roll-up dipole?
no, this was a 440 and antenna. It was actually for mobile antenna, so but you didn't it didn't need to be
Oh, like a car. You had a car antenna that you were using as a permanent installation antenna.
yes.
Okay.
And it didn't need a ground plane, but it was, I was telling the guy what, I was brand new and everything, and so but he said this would be great, but it was for 440 and I was on 2 meters, and
It was monoband. It was monoband 440.
yes,
Oh, okay.
or else it was,
Or the other way around.
or it's dual band, but it was not what I needed to use. It was
Okay.
really wrong.
Yeah, a
And
lot of
so,
those mobile car antennas are, they do need some kind of ground plane. I know they say that, but they benefit from it, particularly if it's mounted to a house. You know, houses don't have any grounding to them. They're all wood and
right.
whatnot. So, yeah. So, what did they recommend?
Well, actually, Joe, actually, he must have talked to some of the other people in the group. And someone had a J-pole that they weren't using, an Arrow brand
Oh,
J-pole.
with the three
And
verticals, right? The three vertical pieces?
yeah.
That's great. Yeah, that's a good antenna.
So someone gave him that to loan me. And then he had 3 5-foot fencing sections to build. And he helped me. He built the, put up the antenna for me, and had coax, and set me up.
So you must be killing it then with that. At that, so what's
Oh,
the total height now on that?
it's 15 feet.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That's really good. So you're do totally well then with the repeater and all the nets then, right?
Oh yeah. Everyone after that, I mean, they still are like, oh my gosh, you sound so much better. And
Yeah.
I was like, oh, so.
What mobile or what radio are you using to run the nets on?
A TYT 9800.
Oh, okay. Have you just only explored the 2 meter, 70 centimeter side of it? Have you looked at 6 meters? Is there a 6 meter community in Memphis?
There's not really. I've only talked, there's a few people I've talked to have said it's pretty much dead. So I haven't gone any further to explore it. So I mean, I probably, will, though, just to see, what really is out there.
So I guess that's always something you could go into, right? You could always
Right.
branch into that in the future, which is awesome. Okay, so what was your first radio?
My first radio was a Valfang UV82.
Okay, UV82, and then you jumped into probably the mobile or something else. Is there a radio that you absolutely love right now that you're operating that you're like, this is awesome?
Well, I excuse me. I mean, I love my Baofeng UV UV
Eighty-two.
yeah, no, the 8 watt. I'm sorry, I'm getting my
Oh, BFF8HP.
yes, thank
Yeah.
you. Getting the numbers and letters all jumbled. I love that for my handheld. It's great. I've got a signal stick antenna.
Yeah, shout out to Signal
And
Stick.
yeah. So it's amazing. It's wonderful. I've used it all over the city. And then my mobile, my T-Rate one is just awesome.
Yeah.
So I mean, those are the ones I love. I mean, they're great. So
Do you run the TYT at 50 watts to hit the repeater, or you probably don't even need that, do you?
oh no. I run it on 2 out of 4, the mid
Mid
twos.
one. Yeah, I think it goes
Yeah.
like low, mid, and then mid two, and then high, I think is, if I remember correctly, or something like that.
Yeah, it's low, mid two, mid one, and high, I think. But
Okay.
the second lowest is all I need, because I think I ran it on the third or the high one time, and I was just stomping all over people and pulled back off. I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, sorry.
So you're running the net. That's when you hit the 50 watts. So you can talk people down, right? So yeah, Zach just mentioned in the chat, I think it goes 5, 10 watts, 25 watts, and then 50. So 10 watts
Yeah.
is probably perfect for hitting a repeater,
Plenty.
particularly on that antenna. That's really good.
Yeah.
So you told me about your first radio. What's your dream radio right now? Do you have a you got to be looking on the web. Christmas is rolling around. You got a hot wish list going for Christmas?
Oh yeah, the Icon 7300, of
Oh
course.
yeah. Team 7300. We got Eric in the chat. I know he Eric had one and then he I believe he's got it back. So I love the radio. I know your husband Jeff is it Jeff or did
Yeah.
yeah, Jeff's in the chat right now. He's putting out some pretty awesome comments for you. I hope you can see those.
Didn't notice. I want to
Yeah,
see.
he's talking to us right now. Tell your husband 7300 highly rated. Really good radio. I love this thing. Really great for doing YouTube live streams as well, because you can point the camera right at it and just let it do the work for you with that sweet waterfall.
Oh.
So you talked we I mentioned the nets that you're involved in, and it sounds like you have kind of three different nets that you're actively working. Tell me how you felt kind of approaching being a net operator, because that's a big step for a lot of people. Mic fright kicks in pretty hard, right?
Right. Well, as soon as I got my license and everything, I knew that the longer I waited, the more difficult it would be to actually get on the radio and talk. And so
So you pushed yourself in the deep end. You just said, do it.
yeah, I was just like, I gotta rip off the Band-Aid, I gotta do it.
Nice.
And I hopped on the first night, just said hi, and I wasn't even on the net that one. I was just saying hey out there and stuff.
Yeah.
And then the next night I called into the net, and it became easier, and I just love talking on the radio,
Yeah.
and it's so much more different than talking to people in real life, especially strangers,
Yeah.
that it was just so easy. And then I check in on the net almost every night regularly, and that's when my mentor asked if I wanted to be an alternate net control operator for the Delta Net. So, and I was
And it
like,
sounds like it's
yeah,
going
sure.
well. How many nets have you done to date so far? Well, I guess, well, yeah, go ahead. You can answer that how you'd like.
You mean like today alone, or like
Just in
the
general, since you
last?
started.
Well, for the Delta Net, I do it once a month, or I
As needed.
as needed. So to this month I'll be doing three for them, and then the Aries Net is once a month unless I sub, and then the Wild Net is about once a month. So it's three. It could be anywhere between 3 to 5 a
Nice.
month.
So going back to what you said earlier, you find it easier to talk to people on the radio, particularly strangers, than like in person, right?
Right.
So I didn't really think about asking this, but I'm gonna diverge a little bit. Do you think that it's radio in some ways is kind of helpful for women to talk to people like other women, or if they're worried about talking to strangers, or just you know what I mean? You were kind of talking about it's easier to talk to people on the radio. What
Yeah.
go into that a little bit.
It's, well, I guess because it's you're on the there's a barrier between you guys so that you can just talk and it's just all for fun and if someone turns out to be a weirdo or something, which I mean you can just turn off the radio or something,
Nice.
but
Yeah.
so you can just practice talking and getting used to how it all works, and with everybody being so helpful, they're trying to help you do better and to learn how to do it correctly, and so it kind of boosts your confidence,
Yeah.
and not you don't have to worry about people looking at you, but like if you were there in person, you don't have eyes watching you,
Okay.
and being afraid of someone being like, oh, I'm watching for your mistake or something,
Right.
so
So
there's
was
that
it,
pressure's taken off.
did it feel like once you got your station kind of squared away and you knew it was good, that it was like kind of freeing, that you kind of already talked on the repeater and you're like, okay, I get it. I did that dive. I'm in the deep end. Now my station's squared away. I got my antenna going. I got a radio that if I need the power, I got it. But then it's like, okay, now it's I'm fine. I feel like this is comfortable and I'm free to just communicate. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I can just I usually when I'm home I turn the radio on and I have both sides on but low, and that way if I hear someone chatting I can go pick up the mic and talk, or don't have to pick it up. It's in my what it would be the dining area, I guess. It's a open floor plan, so I just can hear it around the main part of the house,
Oh,
and
that's nice. Yeah, if I
so
did that, my
yeah.
wife would kick me. She's turn
Well,
this radio off. I don't want to listen to these guys talk about the weather. That's always what they seem to be talking about in Southern California. Our
oh no.
non-weather. We don't have weather, so we
Oh.
just any cloud that's spotted, 50 miles out, we talk about it on ham radio. Very interesting.
Oh.
Okay, so we covered your net, the YL net kind of entered, well, not the Aries net. So we talked a little bit about your club, and I'm assuming the YL net is a little bit like your club net, but it's obviously for women in amateur radio. So the Aries net, that is, well, you can just tell me what it is, but I believe it's kind of like if there was, it's to make sure your comms are in order. And then if there was an emergency, kind of how to maintain discipline in relaying information. But go ahead, tell me what you think of it or how you approach it.
No, that's basically what it is. You're practicing with your equipment, making sure everything's in order. You're practicing the protocol and the steps of what you would do if there was an emergency, and you are you're seeing who's checking in and who's being active and on a regular basis, or who might be only once in a while and stuff. And it's just a good practice to keep you in the habit and to keep your equipment up and to talk.
Has there been any oh, so as far as the so I don't know anything about Aries at all.
Okay.
You go to the meet, you have meetings, physical in
Yes.
person meetings. And like what do you cover there generally? What kind of the things you do? I'm not trying to turn this into an Aries chat, but I find this fascinating.
Well, we have a different program for each meeting, and Tennessee just came out with a task book for every Aries member has to have, and so there are required courses and being able to do certain things for different levels of an Aries member, like that you start out as a basic, and then there's intermediate and advanced, and then a strike force leader, if I'm correct. I'm just off the top of my head. So some of them we just will do during the meeting. Like one of them are the FEMA courses, the ICS.
Oh, okay. The emergency response or the emergency protocol classes, right? Is that,
Yes,
yeah.
right. So we might have one, take one of those courses during the meeting, or go over how to write a message, or to properly send the message through the chain of command and to get it to the right person. We recently had a countywide mass casualty
Oh, wow.
incident practice where all the major hospitals were involved, and they met at this it's the Agri Center, which is a big building. And so they would put people who were pretended to be, hurt, they'd put them on buses and send them to the hospitals, and they had to triage them. And we well, I wasn't able to go to it, unfortunately, but they had ham operators at each hospital being able to relay how many how many each hospital had and who had free beds and that sort of information.
Excellent. Well, I found that fascinating. I was involved in a short, a little tiny one for cert. Were you active or no, you didn't go. Did you say you didn't go to that, right?
Right, I had to work.
Have you been involved in other ones kind of like that? Smaller ones or anything like that?
No, not since I've joined Aries. So I'm working with our EC and our other AEC to try to get more smaller exercises going with the other county Aries groups. There's about three or four surrounding counties, so we can do more practices like that, even if on a smaller scale.
Okay. Yeah, I found that, you know, one or two times where I've been involved in those little mock scenarios have been really helpful, but I've never done it from a ham radio point of view. It's always been as a first responder, either doing, you know, triage or immediate first aid or extraction from a building or whatever. So I don't know how. That's one of the things that fascinates me about Aries is you're specifically involved with kind of routing this traffic, whether it's, you know, hurt people or, you know, whatever. That's kind of really interesting to me. I'm always fascinated in anything that people know about that. So what I mentioned earlier in the chat, kind of the homework is what is your next radio goal? Do you have like a ham, your next step in ham radio? What are you working on?
Getting my general. So I'm currently taking the general class, general license class right now through my club, and so we're taking the test the second week of December. So I will be a general before the end of the year. That's my goal. And then they're having an extra course in January, but I'm
Do
not
it all.
even.
Yeah.
No,
Do
nuh-uh.
it.
Like, let me
So
get this and get used to it first.
I don't have I'm fine. You know, I did the same thing. I got my technician. I had it for years. I had fun with APRS and getting out there and hiking and all that and working satellites and then decided to get my general and been working on that and extra I'm currently working on, right? So there's a lot of people who knock it out in one trip, which you can do that. I myself am kind of a slow roll, get the feel, lay of the land kind of thing, and then move on from there. If you don't mind me putting you on the spot, for you learning general, what has been the hardest chapter or the hardest kind of areas that you've had to really focus on? Because everybody's different.
The antennas and having to memorize all the questions about the different, frequency, how long is the antenna, if it's at this frequency
Oh.
at that hertz, and then the questions being so similar, and they just changed like the
Yeah.
band of the
Yeah.
frequency or whatnot.
Yeah. That was I like antennas. Remembering all the God, what is it for me? It's all the circuitry stuff. When now I'm in the extra and I'm trying to like remember, oh, this circuit, and they mention it by name, and it's like, well, what's the function of that? And I'm like, well, yeah, okay. I don't, I'm not, if I'm not using it, then it's, oh, cut, cheap talk show. Sorry, I'm looking at, I'm trying to do too many things. That's what happens a lot with these streams. Everybody tells me it's like you kind of divulge and you go all over the place. So sorry about that. Remembering the name of a circuit and what it does, and like, okay, I'm not using it. If I'm not using it all the time, then it's kind of like, it's gone. So it's always hard for me to remember stuff I'm not actively doing. Now, I almost forgot to ask this, but going back to you being a teacher, you got to do something that I thought was pretty cool. You got to go to the ARRL. It was their teacher symposium, right? Was that what it was? Or what is it? Tell me a little bit
It was
about it.
the Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology.
Okay.
So they were teaching us how, like, what activities we could use with our students to introduce them to the different forms of technology, such as like doing a ham radio. We did a we were tracking a satellite and tried to talk on the satellite, and we were building a robot and learning the code as we were compiling it to run the robots and make it do
Okay.
different operations.
What did what kind of robot was it built in was it like a Raspberry Pi type of robot or
It was a Arduino
Arduino?
based, yeah.
Had you had experience with coding before? Uh-oh. Oh, she's got it. Oh man, we've got live on the air visual aids. Excellent.
This is the box. It's
Okay.
a parallax bow shield bot. And so
Oh wow.
this was the this is my robot that I built.
So it oh it's is that a breadboard on the top of it? Oh wow, so you could put all kinds of sensors and stuff on there.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh
We had
wow.
an infrared sensor, and we had a number counter.
Like a readout, an LED readout or digital
Yes,
display type of
yes.
thing. Okay.
Yeah.
How'd you like the, I'm gonna diverge a little bit. How'd you like the coding aspect of it? Was that fun? Had you done any software development before?
I hadn't done coding, but I've done some software work. My husband's in IT, and I've had him teach me some simple things about like repairing computers and stuff like that, but I had never actually done coding, which it's very you have to be very careful because it's you miss one letter or one space and it's will mess
Yeah.
up the whole thing.
Yeah, sure.
So it's very tedious, but
It can
I
be,
mean
yeah.
yeah I mean but when you see the results after you've done it all correctly, it's awesome.
Okay.
So
So, have you got into the realm of soldering or any kit building yet?
a little bit. We actually made our own little alarm clock
Oh, cool.
up there, and we soldered in the transistors ourselves and stuff. So burned myself and
Did you get a chance to open that kit that I sent you?
no, I haven't.
Okay, I'm curious of what you think about that when you open it up, if it's going to be something that you're going to want to you build. It's the problem is it's tiny. It fits on a board like this big, right? So you got to fit all the little parts in. So it can be a little tricky, and everything's written in Chinese, so difficult. Well, Carrie, you've been, I think, an amazing example of somebody starting out in ham radio and really kind of diving in. We talked a little bit about, mic fright, getting act and just dealing with it. Just we're gonna make it happen, and then how more comfortable you feel. Finding a club. Going to a club you didn't click with you, and finding another one that was a mesh. So many things. I mean, do you look back in the time so far and say like this has been awesome? Has it moved pretty quick for you? Do you look back and go, man, that was a fast year.
It's been a wild ride, and I can't believe it's been less than a year, because I feel like it's been way longer, because I have done so many things.
Yeah.
And I'm actually going to one of the gentlemen in the club that helps work on the repeaters asked me if I was interested in going to one of them. And so in the next month or two, I'm going to go out to the club's main repeater and be able to climb up it.
Oh, wow. You're going to go to the repeater site.
Yeah.
So you actually have hills out there, proper mountains. I've never been to the area, so I don't know.
West Tennessee is flat. It's on top of a building.
Oh, okay.
So
that's fun. If you've never checked out a repeater before, that can be fun.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm kind of scared of heights, so I'm kind of conquering that fear now, too.
You seem, so far since we've talked, it seems like you're the person that's like, even if you're scared, you're just going to deal with it. So that's good. Well, that's some grit. I think they call that grit, right?
Yeah. Well, it started with like the ham radio, or, I've always been like, if someone's told me, you can't do it, I'm like, well,
I like that. That's
going to make me want to do it.
Yeah. Toterbert, really fast in the chat. Thank you for the super that chat there. I appreciate that. Oh, and Dana F, thank you so much too, as well. Dana F, do I know Dana F? Sounds familiar. So do you have anything you want to plug? Because what I'm going to do, I think, is I'm going to open up. We're going to try a phone line. You down with some live Q&A? See if that works.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm turning on the net. There's the net number. 657-214-1303 it should be. Yeah. Maybe we'll move that. There is no good home for this. Yellow was a bad choice. This was a bad choice. That's better. Anything you want to plug right now? Anything you want to say before we start getting inundated here, hopefully?
Just, find a club. If you're just now getting, started and, just find a club. And if you don't like the club, just keep going until you...
Can you hear that? You can hear that, right? Okay. Yeah. All right, random caller, who do we have?
My name is Eric.
Can you hear Eric?
Yes.
Oh, you can. Hi, Eric. Okay, so now I've got them cross-linked. This was a challenge. I spent 2 hours on this today. So is this Eric of the Ham Radio Concepts, Eric?
It might be. I wanted to be your very first caller tonight, Josh.
Right on, man. That's awesome. So, we got Eric, so... Hold on. We'll come back to you. Call again when Eric's all done here. So, Eric, what are you thinking so far? How's it going?
Going good. I it's late over here in Florida to do the, for the time difference over there. I mean, normally I'm already, Friday, I'm three beers deep and I'm in the bed, but, I stayed up to pledge my allegiance to your show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. And I sent you that message. I was like, man, he's in Florida.
What you got to figure out is you got to figure out how to do the Google Voice conference so that we can get Bob in here as well.
Yeah. So you use Google Voice, I think, right? On your last one you did.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
Is there a way that you can have like a patch panel of calls coming in that you can be like, you're on hold, we'll get back to you and bring other people in? I don't know how to do that yet.
Not with Google Voice. You have to have a third party a VoIP software, to do that where you can conference.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, I'm not the expert at that by any means.
Well, that was Bob on the other line, so I can't work both of you in. That was Bob on the other line that called right now. So, Bob, call back in a second. Sorry about Eric got in first.
Hey,
he snaked you.
Bob, call me, and I'll freeway us, Bob.
Oh, wow. There you go. So, Bob, call Eric. Eric will three-way the combo. I couldn't do that. I couldn't click the button to make it all connect. Well, this is going to be some kind of first.
And, now I lost your live stream here, so I got to restart the thing now I guess we're, I want to watch on the video, I got to watch. So is KN4LCU still with us?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, okay, well, hello.
Hello.
Uh-oh, somebody's calling.
That must be Bob calling you.
Bob, call Eric. Call Eric.
Call me, Bob. What are you doing?
Call Eric.
There he is, see?
Okay.
There he is. Hold on. We'll get this worked out here, Josh. Hey, Bob. call my other number. Hold on a second. I'll text you. See, I'm important. I got two phones. So, I don't want to take away from your show. I just wanted to be your first caller. But I missed her name. I'm sorry. I don't want to call you Carrie. Can for LCU again. What's your name?
Carrie?
Yes. You got it.
Okay. I might have tuned in a couple minutes late after that. Okay, Carrie. So I have a question for you.
Yes.
What would you say to get my wife to get interested in amateur radio, no matter what she sees on my desk or what she sees me doing? What would you say as a female to get my wife interested in ham radio that would be different than what I can say?
That's the $1 million question.
It's paint it Tiffany blue and put it in a blue box, right? Is that I think that was the trick that I learned, right? That was what do you think, Carrie?
Well, it depends on what kind of personality she has. I mean, you know, if she's interested in talking to mostly men on a radio, then, you know.
Because that was one of the things. She's like, well, there's no other real women, you know, because the truth of the matter is there's not a lot of women in the hobby. So she's like, well, right. I'm going to talk to a bunch of, you know, guys that I don't know. And I'm thinking, well, maybe more people, you know. And she popped her head and saw it. She's like, who's that? I'm like, that's another woman that's on the radio. You should join her, you know?
Yeah, that's been the same problem with my wife, is that she thinks it's just a bunch of and so far, all the repeaters I'm usually dialed in when we're driving around that she's listening to, it's just a bunch of guys. There's not a lot of women out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a catch-22. I mean, we want to get more women in, but there aren't many women on the radio to talk to. So, you know, we got to have, you know, some people actually put themselves out there, you know, some of us women, you know, to get other women to talk to. So maybe if you can find a club that has a strong YL presence or strong YL group.
Yeah.
That would be more something more enticing to get her.
Right. So, right, or I get more young ladies in our local club.
Right.
Instead of me finding a club with
maybe
young ladies
could,
in it.
I mean,
yeah.
She could bring a friend to do it with her.
That might be the best way, is bring a friend and just...
But
talk to him beforehand, kind of, and explain why it's important. Because I think you bring a lot of this emergency preparation kind of mentality to it, right? That's kind of coupled with your interest. And I think my wife echoes with that sentiment. She's very involved emergency preparedness wise. So I think that might be a good kind of bridge or starting off point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you think,
Bob?
Oh!
I'm here.
What do you think about the question?
We got Bob. Can you hear me, Bob?
I can hear you.
Oh, man. We got a four-way conversation going on the live stream. I hope my iMac doesn't melt.
Well, how are you guys doing? I got to turn down the sound on the other thing there. Great question, because I've been trying to get my wife, my actual wife, not my TV wife, to get her ham license.
Yeah.
And Carrie, I just, you know, she says it's a time thing, but I think it's more like she hears all these guys that I'm talking to all the time, and she has no interest in those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, you know, we have a simplex frequency that there's a lot of older men that are more country. And they're really funny. Once I heard them, and, you know, they always talk about food and stuff, and I was more inclined to jump in and try to talk to them. And, you know, when I did, I found out they're like, oh, it's a lady, you know. Oh, mm-hmm. You know, it's like, hey, Miss Carrie's here, you know, and super sweet. And I found out more about them. And, you know, I talk to them, you know, they're on every day. So I talk to them, you know, fairly regularly. So, I mean, sometimes you just gotta try it, but I mean, it's you make time for what you want to, because I mean, I check into my club's net. Mm-hmm. It's every night at 8 o'clock, and I do it most nights, but, you know, I obviously have to take off every one, you know, a couple nights or whatever, but, I guess just, you know, try to find a,
you are dedicated.
See, I make time away from my wife to play radio. That's how I do it.
Yeah,
I do.
That's kind of the secret.
I think.
I think that's the thing, that the unspoken secret.
We talk about RVs.
If we get all of our wives involved, then we wouldn't have time away from our wives. See, that's the double-edged sword. I think that we're not really discussing here. That's the elephant in the room.
How could I miss you if you won't go away?
I mean, but still, of course, I'm joking. Of course, I'd love my wife more involved. But there's actually kind of a weird duality here, is all of us that are talking right now, our significant others have very little interest in ham radio. So it may merely be the fact that we're all looking at, like, this potential emergency situation where we have to be the ones to be able to communicate.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's kind of an interesting duality there, that we're all facing it in some kind of different angle. And, you know, California, we either burn down or the earth swallows us and kills us. Florida, you know, you've got your over-the-coast storm fronts. What do they have in Memphis? Do you have tornadoes?
Tornadoes.
You do? Okay. Bob, what do you got?
We have fire.
You're right. You're surrounded by fire. That's
by
right.
The fires? That's
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know a ton of people who are. And, you know, half the sheriff's office that is, you know, just 70 miles up the road, they're homeless now, but mm-hmm. they're still working.
Wow.
Yeah. That's crazy. And actually, I heard about, there was a couple radio operators that actually evacuated. I think they might have lost their home, and they actually started operating. I think it was some kind of news, one of the podcasts that I was listening to had mentioned that there was somebody that potentially lost their home and then started working, which I'm assuming that happens all over. It happens all the time. First responders live where you live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we got a horrible fire danger right now. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, I don't want to take up everybody's
time.
Yeah,
I'm gonna jump
off here
too.
Calls and everything, guys.
No, you guys
and
are great. Thank
everybody
you for that.
Out there listening, hey, go watch Eric's show. Go watch my show too.
Please do.
And Josh, great job.
Please do, and continue to do what you guys do. I love everything you're doing. Honestly, all you guys bring everybody brings a little specific personality and a little bit different view of it, because everybody has a different interest. And that's what makes, again, I say, ham radio is a lifetime hobby. We're in it for the long haul. We want to be in it together, so we all got space for everybody to watch us.
Hey, Josh, real quick though.
Yeah.
I've already sunk 52 minutes into your video. I haven't done that for any of Bob's videos.
Oh, wait, hold on. I don't know what's happening right now.
I've ever done a 52-minute video.
I don't think I've ever watched any of my videos for 52 minutes.
See, that's the trick, as you said.
Well, I'm on the editing bay.
So, Bob, this is the trick. You send Eric a message. You say, this is the phone number when we go live, but you don't say we're taking calls until the end of the show. That's the trick. So he's got to be there because he wants to be the first one, and that's how you trap him.
I'll jump off here, man. I'll let you get
okay.
Some
you guys are great. It was great
right.
talking to you.
See you guys later. 7-3.
All right.
7-3 KJ4YZI.
7-3s, guys. Thank you. And okay, so now the phone line is clear, so the next one in gets it. Carrie, thank you for sticking around.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, wow, that was fast. Okay, we got somebody. Who do we have?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, David, KG5UBB. I had a question for Carrie, since I'm currently attending high school, and I have some questions about education and ham radio.
Oh, wow, sure. Great. That's a great question. Sure. Go for it.
Okay, at my school, we have this thing called it's kind of like an engineering school where there are, there are academic, I guess we have a engineering department, kind of, and at our high school, but what we do is we have a small electronics class, and I was teaching some of the kids about radio. But since I didn't have any of my equipment with me, I brought I used a web SDR. I was curious what you thought about using software-defined radio to teach how just things are modulated and kind of how radio works, because it allows you to have a really good visual aspect on how radio works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
I can jump in a little bit on that one, actually.
Sure.
So I did a talk for the Boys and Girls Club in L.A., and I used a web SDR. And what I did was I took a picture with my phone of the class, and I connected my phone to a simple Baofeng, and I used SSTV tones to transmit out of my Baofeng on 2 meters, and I picked it up via the web SDR on my laptop, and that demodulated that whole audio and decoded the audio signal on SSTV, and I displayed the classroom. And so basically I said, this is like one-to-one text messaging, because everybody's using text messaging, Instagram, you know, whatever. So I was like, you are the Instagram. There is no middleman, there is no internet, there is no software getting in between you. It's just you sending information to another person with your handy talkie, with a phone, to a web SDR, and that's what I used as my demonstration, actually.
Oh, wow, that's neat. That's good advice. I think I will try that demo. I'm building a Yagi right now.
Nice.
So I was thinking I could try aiming the Yagi at our local repeater, which happens to be on our highest building in town, you know? And
how far away
possibly
is it?
View it. It's about 7 miles.
Oh, yeah, you'll smash it with a Yagi.
I can hit it from my house.
Oh, yeah, you'll hit
using a rubber ducky.
Yeah.
But we have a Broadcastify live stream from the repeater. I might try using that instead.
Cool. Go check out, if you go to my channel, go look up Boys and Girls Club. I think if you just type that in, you'll get my talk that I did was an introduction to ham radio for youth.
It's got a lot of
good
slides on it.
I think I've seen that video, but it sounns like you have another caller. Should I guess send a call?
Do me a favor. Send me an email at hoshnasi@gmail.com, and I can make the slides available to you. That might help, and then you can use them.
Okay, will do. I'll let the next caller come in. Have a good one, and 7-3.
All right, take it easy.
Good night.
Okay, the lines are free again. When you call, if somebody's already talking to us, if you could wait, we'll hang out for a little while. Sorry about that. I haven't figured out how to have like an actual switch panel. Again, I'm one person. Most of the people who are doing these ham radio live streams are just one guy or one gal, and there is we're doing it on our own. So it gets tricky. So I'm balancing, jumping back and forth. Oh, there it is. Okay. All right, new caller. Who do we have?
We're one gal.
So W4PDV.
Okay, it might help you out if you mute your audio on your computer.
Jumping back and forth. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Because I'm hearing me talk to me.
Good caller. Who do we have? Or one gal.
W4PDV.
Now you're hearing you talk to you.
Your audio on your computer.
Just mute the YouTube video.
Because I'm hearing me talk to me.
Okay, I can fix that.
Just mute the YouTube video. There you go. That's better, I think. You there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
I want to start out by saying that I've watched all your videos. You have an awesome show.
Thank you.
I enjoy it, and I encourage anybody out there to get involved.
Right on. What's your name again? I didn't catch your name in the beginning.
My name is Phil, Phil.
Okay.
My call sign is Whiskey 4, Papa Whiskey Bravo.
Okay, right on. Where are you located?
Pensacola.
Pensacola, all right.
North of you.
Yeah, north. Everything is north of you, right?
Yeah, well, from where you're at, yeah.
Yeah, right on. Did you have a question, or did you want to say anything else?
No, I just want to make a statement, you know, and, anybody's interested in radio, keep going.
Absolutely. Keep moving forward, right?
Sir?
No, keep moving forward with radio, right?
Yeah, keep move forward with radio.
That's it.
Yep.
Good
keep
deal.
It on.
Absolutely. You're doing a good job. Keep it up.
Okay. Thank you so much, Phil.
You're welcome.
All right. Take it easy. 7-3.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye. 7-3. All right, we're clear again. Somebody says, yeah, you could use a software called Voice Meter to segment the audio. If set up right, it could be used as a switchboard. Oh, interesting. I'm going to write that down, Voice Meter. Carrie, do you have a hard out?
Huh?
Do you got a hard out? Or are you going to, you want to stick around for a little bit longer? Because we're approaching the 1 hour mark. We may not get any more calls. Minutes. I don't know. Okay. All right. So if any more calls, go ahead and go now. Otherwise, as always, we'll wrap and we'll go to Discord if I didn't mention that. How many people we got watching now? Hopefully, we still got some people that are down for the Discord chat. 134 people watching. That's awesome. I hope you all hit the plus, the thumbs up. Okay. What do we got? Anybody? Nobody? And that's okay. We'll try this again. I'd like to get a switchboard set up so that I can actually have people on hold that I can be working with while other people are talking. That'd be sweet. Oh, there we go. Oh, wait, hold on. Don't hang up. Hello. Oh, that was two at a time. Who do we got?
This is Austin.
Austin.
81KLL.
Austin, give me that call again. Hello? What is it?
KC1KLL.
What was it?
LL.
Got it. Okay. Sorry about that. There was a little bit of breakup. All right. How you doing? What's up?
Doing very great. Great show tonight. Thank you, guys. Question for kind of both of you. You know, I've been trying to get my wife to get into a little bit of the ham radio, and
sure.
You know, I tried to drag her over to start watching the stream, and she kind of rolled her eyes and went to bed.
Oh, okay.
So you know, any other kind of advice you guys would have,
you know,
that would be great.
Well, Carrie, well, go ahead.
From a woman's point of view, if she's a somewhat any kind of stubborn, the more you push and push, the more she's probably going to resist.
That is good. That's a life lesson, not just ham radio lesson.
So don't push. So just kind of back off and just kind of, you know, find out, like, you know, when they're, you know, try to find when there might be a woman or two talking on the radio, or if you know of any women hams that you could, you know, be like, hey, meet me over on, you know, this frequency and stuff, and you know, see if you can get her to be around and hear that there are other women out there. Or, you know, if, you know, your club has a YL group,
mm-hmm.
you know, see if she'll go with you to a meeting and introduce her to the YLs.
Yep.
But don't keep pushing if she's saying no.
The only thing I'll add to that, which that's a life lesson. That's something you should just deploy in your regular day. Figure out if something is important to her, like emergency preparedness, like we mentioned. Ham radio is the penultimate for emergency preparedness. When everything is down, you know, ham radio is what's left. So if there's any interest in that, if she's shown some kind of concern even, I've got tons of videos on emergency communications, but even still, you could just watch the video where my wife and I were talking about the ham radio license, and she took the test as a total layperson. She didn't pass, but she got pretty close. And you know, Jerry HQD is not KG6HQD is not here right now, but his wife got licensed, and the reason why she got licensed is because he's always outdoors doing something outdoors in areas where there's no cell phone connection. She got licensed so that she would be able to call him if she needed him, or if she was concerned that he was okay. That through a repeater or through a series of other things that we have in California, we're often in a situation where we have radio, but we don't have cell phone comms. So she got that so that she could be able to reach him if she needed him. So that, you know, stuff like that.
Okay. That's great. I'll kind of poke her gently, of course.
And, we call that a tap, I think. A gentle poke is a tap.
Yes, exactly. and then kind of a side question.
Sure.
If that's all right.
Yeah.
Along the lines of equipment, I know Carrie said you have the TYT 9800. It's something I've been looking at, but then because of, you know, budget constraints and whatnot, but then like occasionally, you know, I'm seeing these ICOM deals for the 2730 and then, you know, the Kenwoods kind of pop into my head and, you know, will I be happy with a cheap TYT 9800?
You want to take a crack at it?
I love my radio.
Yeah. Do you really like it? Do you like the button interface on it? There's lots of buttons on the front.
Yeah. I looked at the manual and, you know, it wasn't that difficult to figure out. Mm-hmm. And you know, once you get the few settings down, you're good. I really like it. It doesn't feel like a cheap radio to me.
I agree.
It's solid, built solid, you know, solid, and you know, it's held up really well. And I've got good clear radio. You know, everyone can hear me real well, and it's I really like it.
The only thing I'll add to that, because I think Carrie pretty much nailed it. I own both the 9800 and the 2730, the ICOM 2730. I prefer the TYT. I think the on the face hard menu, but the actual control buttons are way more useful, and the menu system is very easy to work through. The 2730, I have had all kinds of problems with that radio. Most radios I can just kind of pick up, and after a little bit of time I can kind of figure out what I want to do with it. If it's just programming a station or whatever, that's mostly what I want to do. The 2730 is kind of difficult. Great radio, got a nice bright screen. I like that, but I like the 9800, to be honest with you, and I think the price is right for it too.
Great. Thank you, guys. Now, one last, and then I'll call 73. Should I possibly save more money to get something better?
Well, do you have... Oh, we got a super chat. Good night, everyone. Nice to meet you. KN4LCU. Todderbert. Do you know who that is?
Nope.
Oh, you were just waiting. I thought you might know.
I'm a waiver. It's good. From a carryover from school.
Nice. Well, thank you, Todderbert. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. So a couple of schools of thought to me when I step up to a mobile. Although I have a couple of analog mobiles, I think in this day and age, you're probably at the point now where if you're stepping into a mobile, it should probably have some kind of digital mode or something like APRS or something in addition to just the analog. I know you can get cheap analog radios now on the used market. That's where I got my 2730. But if you're looking at new, or you know, HRO has a sale right now on a Yaesu that has it's dual receive and it does Yaesu System Fusion and APRS, and I think it's like $300. That is a hot deal. That's like
400DX or something like that.
The FTM 400DR. Somebody already posted in the chat. That was fast. Yeah, the FTM 400DR is on sale right now on HRO. That is a slamming radio for the money. For $300, that is a awesome, awesome money. Oh, Todderbert has a YouTube channel. Excellent. Okay. Everybody go check him out. I don't know if that answers your question. Was there more nuance you needed on that one?
No, it's just I think it's one of those things where I actually just have to like say, you know, I'm okay with spending $400 instead of $198, you know.
If you got time, watch the used markets. Go on eBay, pay attention to the used markets for the radios you're looking for, or just look online for ham radio. Go on to QRZ and look around and see if you find something that meets your price point. Because remember, you still got to have an antenna, you still got to have all the coax that goes into it. So it's not just the radio, right? So you got to factor all that in.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you both tonight. You guys have been doing a great show.
All right.
Nice to talk to you.
And I'll call 73 on you guys.
All right. Take it easy. See ya.
Have a good one.
Later.
You too.
Okay. Phone lines are cleared. You got room for one more, Carrie?
Sure.
You can hop out. I'll stick in for a couple more. I'll probably go to about 8:30. But you're not... I'm not making you stay, Carrie, if you can. I understand. Jeff's been patiently commenting nice comments to you through the entire chat here. Jeff is a great, great husband.
He is. I got really lucky.
Thank you, Jeff, for letting Carrie talk to us today. All right, anybody that wants to come now with the calls, go for it. Or we'll just end it. We'll go to Discord. You can always hit us on Discord. Discord is 24/7 chat room and voice chat, and we do a live stream after this stream. Oh, there it is. Oh my God. So one beat out the other. Sorry about that. Who do we have? Who's there? Uh-oh. Unknown caller. It's
hello?
Your...
Hello? Sorry about that.
Oh, somebody.
Hello?
Hello?
That's us echoing back. Oh, they hung up. Okay, never mind. It's clear. Go. Whoever called last time, call back. Sorry about that. Oh, we got somebody with the name Ultralight. Are you an Ultralight hiker? Are you an Ultralight hiker, dude? I'm big into the Ultralight stuff. Love Ultralight. Ultralight Snob, or what's his name on Instagram? Big fan of his. Yeah, Jeep Talk Show knows. Those unknown callers. You got to watch out for that. Whoever called the last time, you can call back. Sorry about that. You just got beat 1 second ahead of somebody else. Oh, Ultralight Airplane. That's even cooler. I wish I had... You know, I imagine, maybe Ultralight in the chat... How much is like an ultralight kit plane? Like if you had a garage, a nice little setup, and you bought a kit plane, not including the motors, but just the control segments. How much are you talking? Like less than 10 grand? That's kind of cool for an airplane that you could have for like less than 10 grand. That'd be pretty sweet. 5K. Well, that's not bad. Put a wait, so ultralight, are you putting a ham radio in that ultralight? You got a what kind of ham radio you have in your airplane? Call in. Actually, call in and tell us about your ultralight. I'd like to hear that. Okay, so nobody else on the calls. If not, we're going to wrap it up because we passed the hour and Carrie has been so gracious, and so we're going to head over to Discord. Last caller. We'll take one. Oh, she's waving. That's how you know she's a waver, she said. Okay, there it is. There it is. This is the last call. Unknown caller, how's it going?
This is Eric again. Just wanted to be not only your first caller, but your last caller of the evening, sir.
Well, I think you win that prize. I think you have achieved both of your goals.
Carrie, thank you for the time you set aside in your busy schedule to be a part of us on the show today.
Nicely played.
And it was a pleasure seeing you. Everybody had a good time chatting, and everybody had a good time watching, so y'all keep it up. And just wanted to be the first and the last. 7-3, sir.
All right, 7-3s, buddy. Take it easy.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. How can you argue with that? Somebody who's that much dedication to hang out in Florida for the beginning and the end. So, Carrie, thank you so much. This has been awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for everything.
Yeah, really, I appreciate it. And you really are, I think, as much as one can live the dream of ham radio, I think you really are embracing it and you're kind of making it a part of your life in, I think, a way that you're having a lot of fun with, because otherwise you wouldn't be doing it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, definitely. Well, if you hang on, I got to do something really important right now. So just we got a Austin Bulkley. Buy Carrie a beer. Thank you for taking my call. All right, Carrie, I guess I'll be sending you a beer in the mail. Do you actually, I didn't ask this in the beginning. Do you drink beer?
Yeah.
Does Jeff drink?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite kind of beer?
The best wedding present we ever got was from my sister-in-law and brother-in-law.
Hold on.
Beer of the Month subscription.
Beer of the Month. Okay, I'm gonna answer this. We'll do it quick. Okay. And I have more beer questions. Okay, go ahead, unknown caller.
Buy Carrie a
He cannot be the last caller. I've got to do it. I get the last word in, my friend.
All right, you did. You beat him. You beat him.
Okay. Hey, great show. Thanks for doing it. Had a great time.
That's awesome.
And we'll talk to you next time.
K6UDA with the snake move. 7-3s. Take it easy, Bob.
7-3.
All right, and bye. With that, I'm closing Gmail, so you can no longer call. I think it's closed if I click that. So we didn't plan that. I didn't know about the snake there, Eric snake move that Bob just pulled. So Carrie, yeah. Do you have a favorite beer now that you had the Beer of the Month Club? What was your favorite? You and Jeff.
Oh gosh. Maybe IPA, I think.
Really? Okay.
Or Hefeweizen. I love Hefeweizen.
Do you like the bitter beer? Because that's IPA is generally pretty bitter.
I just really love the Hefeweizen. We made some one year. We made about 5 gallons worth of Hefeweizen. But Jeff likes Xingu and Ghost River, the gold one. He's telling me on the chat to remind me.
I see that. He's a smart dude. Ghost River, the gold one. Okay, I don't even know what that is.
It's a local brew.
No, I love the shout out for the... Sorry, Eric, that you got snaked by... he's in there in the chat right now. Oh, and he ensures Bob's victory. I that was the last one. That was the last one I said. I've already kept Carrie too long. But you're happy to be. You're welcome to join us on Discord. Discord, the voice chat. We probably get 30 plus people over there. I think we did the last time anyway. So okay. But IPA. So you like bitter IPAs? You like? Have you had some California IPAs? Because that's all we got here. That's our claim to fame.
Some Pilsner. I'm trying to think. I drink more whiskey than beer. But,
Okay. What's your favorite whiskey? That you're talking my language even better now.
Well, we've got to go into the Scotch there, the Macallan, and that's one of my favorites.
Do you like any of the Islay? The Islay blends.
Not
spicy,
really.
Right? Spicy.
Not the smoky ones.
Yeah.
Not the peaty.
They're
smoky
super
ones.
Peated. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like Glenfiddich and into the bourbons and stuff.
Well, yeah, you're in Tennessee, right? So you kind of have to have.
So yeah.
Isn't there some special Tennessee whiskeys? Like local Tennessee whiskeys.
Well, Jack Daniels is made in Tennessee, but I mean, it's Knob Creek is another one I like.
Is Knob Creek from Tennessee?
Is Knob Creek from Tennessee, honey? Oh, we have the Tennessee Williams.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, right on.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Maybe.
Oh, and Jameson, yes, the Irish whiskey. Cannot forget Jameson.
Yeah, that's my people's drink of choice. Little sidecar with some Guinness. Well, Carrie, this has been awesome. Again, thank you. I really appreciate you having the chat with us. And I think it worked out really well that the chat was blowing up for the whole thing. So that was sweet. We got a lot of calls. Sorry, Eric, we cut you off. We got to stop it somewhere because I got to do the most important part of the stream before we wrap it up. Carrie, if you got to hang up, I understand. We'll talk later. But here we go. Most important thing, got to thank you for the patrons. I got to get my eyeglasses on. Michael Nieswender, Chris Ebert, Carrie Blackwell. Who's that? Jason Siebert, David Dansereau, Danny Miller, Franklin Lewis, Brad Snyder, Ben Kellum, Dean Johnson, Kenneth Miyamoto, Andy, Michael Baxter, Colorado Ham, who's in the chat, Devin Hedge, new patron, Gareth Broadhead, Dennis Dunderdale, Anthony, Justin Blackburn, Garrett Larson, the infamous no-name, Dennis Mickelson, George Guyini, Jason Brown, Richard Dragon, KG6WFR, Mark Chase, Corwin Crandall, Ron Thorson, Jay English, who's also a new patron. Thank you so much. And the Brew Crew. Oh, hold on. I'll switch back over. And the Brew Crew. So I ended up getting in the second bottle. Let me switch back over here so you can see Carrie, because she's got Groot there. I ended up tapping into something that I should have actually savored a little bit more. This is really, really good. This is an Avery Annual Barrel Series Stout Aged in Bourbon. This is Uncle Jacob's Stout. This is really, really good. Ooh. I got to say, though, if you can find this, get this. Epic Brewing Quadruple Barrel Big Bad Baptist. Really good.
The Big Bad Baptist will be easy to remember.
Yeah. So 2 weeks ago, I drank the Bad Baptist. That was at BevMo. That's all they had. But you go to Total Wine and More, which is a better store, and they had the Big Bad Baptist, which is way better. So that was a big improvement. Okay. I think we came to the end here. This has been a great one. This is a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Carrie, thank you so much. I'm going to wrap the stream up, but yep. Hang out. And then everybody go ahead and hop over to Discord. I'll be there in a little bit because I got to use the potty. And I'll see you all again soon. 7-3s, make sure you check out the descriptions. Go hit up the patrons and all that fun stuff. Newsletter goes out once a month. It's $1 to get started. That's it. Okay, take it easy. See ya. Bye, there's guys. The wave. Bye.